Good morning, I'm Bishop Dan Selbo, and today is Saturday of the third week in Advent, December 23rd, 2023. Our lesson today is from the Old Testament prophet Zechariah, chapter 8, verses 9 through 17. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Now hear these words. Let your hands be strong so that the temple may be built. This is also what the prophets said, who were present when the foundation was laid for the house of the Lord Almighty. Before that time, there were no wages for people or hire for animals. No one could go about their business safely because of their enemies, since I had turned everyone against their neighbor. But now I will not deal with the remnant of this people as I did in the past, declares the Lord Almighty. The seed will grow well. The vine will yield its fruit. The ground will produce its crops, and the heavens will drop their dew. I will give all these things as an inheritance to the remnant of this people. Just as you, Judah and Israel, have been a curse among the nations, so I will save you, and you will be a blessing. Do not be afraid, but let your hands be strong. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Just as I had determined to bring disaster on you and showed no pity when your ancestors angered me, says the Lord Almighty, so now I have determined to do good again to Jerusalem and Judea. Do not be afraid. These are the things you are to do. Speak the truth to each other and render true and sound judgment in your courts. Do not plot evil against each other and do not love to swear falsely. I hate all this, declares the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Dear friends, greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus. We are only one day away today from the celebration of Christmas. Only one day away from remembering on Christmas Eve the incarnation of God in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. Christmas is a time to remember, a time to celebrate, and to give thanks. It's also a time to recall, reclaim, and recommit ourselves to living as followers of Jesus. I find it fascinating, if not revealing, that the good news of our Lord's coming and the promised salvation offered to us in Jesus is often couched in words of admonition, if not direct words that challenge us to live each day in faith, and to never lose sight of the calling we have in him. The prophet Jeremiah was bold in his proclamation of God's saving grace, as well as of God's word of judgment. The people of Israel had strayed. Their faithfulness to God was far from his faithful promises to them. God had every reason and right to deal with them based upon how they'd lived. And he did, and he still does. For us to pretend that it's any different is discounting, if not ignoring, the truth. What we do in this life matters. How we live in this life is directly related to where we will live eternally. At the same time, God's final word of judgment was placed upon his Son. God's condemnation of sin was judged and punished and put to death in Christ. That's the message of the Bible. That's the reason ultimately Jesus was born. He came into this world to die. He came into this world to pay the price for our sin. The Apostle John says it clearly. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world in him. Believe it. Trust it. Our salvation is secure in Jesus. Our eternal life is a gift that comes to us by God's grace through faith. It's the reason our Lord Jesus was born. Now it is time for us to live for him. Now it's our opportunity to respond to the calling and the commission we've been given in Jesus. My friends, don't let this Christmas pass by without hearing clearly what God has done for you and given to you in Christ. Jesus is the greatest gift this world has ever been given. And don't simply hear what he's done, but respond to it. Give thanks for it. Commit your life to living each day for him. Please join me in a word of prayer. Gracious God, as we draw closer to the celebration of Christmas and to hearing once again how much we are loved in Christ, so open our hearts and our minds to hearing and remembering the calling we've been given in Jesus, that we might respond in lives of faith. All this we pray in His holy and precious name. Amen.